Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning where we're at with milk price and where we may be heading and what might that mean to your dairy. You know, as we finished out 2021, it had been a tough year for milk price, and we'd seen a low in February of $14.30 a hundredweight here in Kansas. It's kind of an average. We finished the year in December at $20.50 a hundredweight. So as we move into 2022, we expect that those prices will even go up from where they're at currently. While we're excited about the increase in milk revenue, we also know that there will be some probable increases in energy cost, as well as maybe even in our grain cost, as we look at what it's costing us to feed our animals every day. One of the things that might work in our advantage this time around, we've been through these cycles before, is the fact that we may not have the supply of heifers out there to add to our cow herd that we have in the past. As I said, we've been through these cycles before, and generally when we see an increase in the price of milk, we start adding animal numbers to our herd nationwide. And we've been able to do that because we've always had an ample supply of heifers that we could draw from. This time that may not be the case. So as you think about the future and you think about the next 6 to 12 months, if you are planning on adding to your herd size and you have to go out and purchase heifers, you might be thinking ahead about that because those might be more expensive than what you had anticipated. Also, supply might be shorter than what you had anticipated. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.